I know you're facing things, and I know you think you're the only one who is, but you're not.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hello, Todd. How are you this morning?
That sounds very proper. Are you over in the mother country, Scott?
We're heading into the big time. We're going to be interviewing, you know, big important people soon.
Oh, that's so right. Yeah.
I must have a better, more formal greeting. And hey, yeah, Todd, how's it going?
we just found out that we're going to have Dr. Gary Chapman on the show in a couple weeks. Apparently, he doesn't know that he's going to be on our show because I'm thinking, what is he thinking?
He ain't never heard of me before.
But we're going to impress him, all right. No burping, no body noises. Hey, Gare. Oh, yeah.
I promise I'll be on my bestest behavior.
That's right. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Good. So, well, Scott, it's good being back with you. You know, it's nice to talk to some real people. You know, not that my family's not real people. I don't know about all the dads listening, but it just feels like we've got this friendship going. You know, I spoke last week up in Jackson, Michigan, and a guy came up and he said, you know, it just feels like we're friends. And I said, because we are. And it does feel that way to me. I look forward to this every week. And honestly, today, I don't even have any notes, like things that we should talk about. Because maybe it's because I don't know if we've had a guest the last couple of weeks, but it feels like we've had a guest the last couple of weeks. And I thought, you know, Scott and I should just, we should just talk.
Just shoot and breeze. So
we're just going to shoot the breeze. I mean, the big news is that Sam and McKenna had their baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, we recorded this last Wednesday. You might have listened to it on Thursday. By Thursday, they still hadn't had their baby. So they went in, I think, Tuesday morning, like at 1 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock, you know, that morning. And they did not have that baby till Friday at whatever, 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's brutal, man.
Isn't that amazing? It was brutal. And they finally, the boy finally came by cesarean section because they're just like, he ain't coming out, you know. And even I was talking to Sam and McKenna yesterday and they were just like, you know, we just knew that at a certain point, Sam said, I knew she just didn't have the energy to move it any farther. You know, she kind of just got stuck at a four and, you know, and she just hovered there for 2 days. And so it was brutal. They were exhausted. And then they brought out this big baby boy, almost 10 pounds and some inches long. I don't, do the inches mean anything to you, Scott? I mean, I can deal with pounds. Like when someone says, oh, he was a 7 pound baby or an 8 pound baby. But when they say, I mean, he was 18 and a half inches or 21 inches, it just doesn't mean anything to me. I'm like, well, what's a regular baby supposed to be? You know, is that a,
it's a baby. That's all I know.
That's exactly. So he was, but he was long. So he was a long baby too. But since then the recovery has been great. His name is Cohen Hayes Wilson. He's not named after nobody that I know of. They heard the name and they liked it. In fact, my wife said, oh, he's here. She texted because she got a text and she's right, of course, next to me in bed. And I said, what's his name? And she goes, Cohen. And I said, Rowan? No, she says, Cohen. And I'm like, Cohen? What kind of name is Cohen?
It's a great name with a long heritage, I'm sure.
Probably. Just not our heritage. But that's, if it's a good name, and really it's kind of got me already, you know, Ben Riss's, Anderson, I'm still having trouble. I'm like, Jackson? No. And I remember that with some of the other kids as well. So
I'm going to be horrible if I ever have grandkids, man. I,
I barely remember my own kids' names. Sometimes I call him the cat. My son Will has the nickname Greg because one day Greg came out of my mouth when I was talking about him. Like, where did that come from? I have no idea.
Are your kids sensitive to that at all?
They better not be.
I mean, I never really had any kids who I thought cared, but I have one kid who just takes great offense at it. And I'm like, you're going to have to get over it because I can't do anything about it. I mean, it's just the way it goes. I mean, you know, when you're around family, then I start calling my kids my brothers and sisters' name. And I just, I can't help it. I'll try not to, but, and I can see every time I use this name, and he doesn't like certain names to be called, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if I call him Billy Bob. But if I use a certain name, you know, of one of the other brothers, he thinks that's like a reflection on him. And I'm like, it just happens. Okay. It just happens.
Lucky he's not in my house. Tell him that. He's lucky he's not in my house. Cause I'd probably start digging in on the sarcasm with that one and be like, oh, that bothers you. Okay, Steve.
Once again, it all comes down to, at least I'm not Scott.
There you go.
There it goes. It's not just a husband thing. Now it's a father thing.
That's right.
We have this conversation every time a baby's born, but it's just such a, I think, a precious time after the baby has arrived. It feels like it's that calm, not before the storm, but the calm after the storm, where it just feels quiet. And we went over there twice yesterday. And the second time we went in, Sam and McKenna were just sitting on the couch and Sam was holding the baby and they were just like just staring at him. Yeah. And it was just, you know, just precious times. It is a precious time. And Dad, maybe you're right in the throes of it. You're not talking about grandkids or, and I know it's been a while since Scott's had a little baby in his house, but I mean, it's not just a cute thing to say that those are precious times. They really, 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 really are. And I was reminded again, I don't know if your wife felt this way, Scott, but Debbie said, I heard her talk on the phone. She goes, you know, and it was always kind of a weird time after the baby came. She goes, because I felt really needy for Todd, you know. And so maybe that's an encouragement to you. If you just had a baby, that your wife might feel really needy of you, just to be gentle and to be there. I know sometimes my kids are so much better than me. I'm so thankful. But sometimes I kind of went into the caregiver mode, you know, where I'd kind of take care of other people and I'd kind of forget my wife. And, you know, when I did, I could tell I let her down. So.
Well, when you get to four or five kids, it's easy to feel like you got to take care of all the other kids. Not that I've been to five kids, but you know, when you get
it doesn't matter. Kids. Once you got more than one, then your hands are full. I get that. I get that. Well, don't forget your wife in the midst of it. Yeah. And really maybe that's just a reminder not to forget your wife, period, you know, no matter what, because I think it is easy. And my wife has said just even recently, she goes, I just feel like, you know, I don't even know you. I feel like we're not even close. And I'm like, honey, we are just running 100 different directions, 100 miles an hour. It just feels like we've got volleyball games and basketball practices and basketball practices and, you know, big kids coming over and babies being born and projects that have to be worked on and you know, things that we're doing. But that's not an excuse for a dad to maybe be okay with that. Maybe you can't avoid those things, but maybe I need to be more intentional of just spending that time when we do have together to make sure I don't hang out when she goes up to bed and I hang out watching television or I do whatever when I see her sitting outside in the sun, because I should be there too, even though I do have stuff to do and maybe I'd rather do stuff, but she needs her man. She needs to be feel close to me. So,
well, going back to the baby thing for just a moment.
Go ahead.
If you've got a new baby in your home and you're the dad, this is the great bit of advice I have for you. Just pray for about 10 seconds every day that God will help you do things right. Cause that's about all the time you'll have to pray and it's going to be a blur anyway. There's no way you can do it all right. So that's what I feel like anyway. I hope there are dads who do it all right. but I am not one of them. When I was, every kid, people ask me like, you know, oh, do you remember when so-and-so was a baby? I'm like, I have no idea. I had babies and it's a blur. I'm glad they're not babies anymore.
I called my son Greg.
Exactly.
For 2 years. No.
I did not do that.
But yeah, well, we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. You know, and maybe, I don't know, Do you ever remind your wife, Scott, how bad you are? You know, not like
you don't need a reminder for me, Todd.
not that way, you know, like and I know you've tried the well, at least I'm not like that axe murderer over there.
There you go.
And there she doesn't are lots go, of women. Oh, thank you, Scott.
I'll say there are lots of women whose husbands beat them, you know. And in other countries, I could beat you legally. You should be happy with me.
And that doesn't work. No. But you know, sometimes it's just a reminder. Well, my wife will say, oh, we're just terrible right now. And I said, no, we're not, honey. We're just normal. You know, this is normal. Because I don't know. There's just this thing. And we've talked about it in the past, I think, maybe even fairly recently. All this conversation is kind of blurred together in my mind. It is amazing to me how many moms out there, when you look on social media, are looking for answers to everything. You know, they wonder why they're not feeling as good as they should. They're wondering why their kids aren't obedient as they should be. I mean, I bet you 95% of all self-help books are bought and purchased by moms, you know, and they're looking for something to make it not like now. And I think, you know, maybe sometimes you just go, hey, that's the way it is. That's the way I am right now, you know, and that's okay. That's normal. We may not love it, but maybe we live within it. I think maybe it's up to us husbands to remind our wives of that, because I think sometimes they can feel like, you know, there's just no hope. I'm always going to feel this way. And maybe we say, maybe you always will feel that way, you know, but that's okay. I'll still work at loving you and we'll still work at it, but we're normal. And I think that is a husband's responsibility, maybe in leading, I don't know, something like that.
Right on, man. I'm writing this down.
Okay, write it down. Write it down. Trying to think what else. Oh, it's still nice and hot down there in Cincinnati, isn't it, Scott?
It's never going to cool down, man. It's
I love
like
it.
90 almost for the next couple of weeks still. Like, dude,
I'm thinking about going on the news with a big sign and saying, global warming, global warming. I'm loving it, loving it. So, see, why don't we just embrace it instead of trying to change it?
I don't know. I like cool air. I'd like to not sweat all the time, but.
So are you actively trying to reduce your carbon footprint then?
No. Nope, no evidence of that here.
That's right.
I gave up smoking about 50 years ago.
Go turn on the car and let it cool down for the next hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that occasionally, just leave my car idle for a while.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's why it's warmer here.
There you go.
And I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Florida, you old geezer.
No, I'm not yet. No. I've got too many kids up here, too many things up here that have tied me down. Mm-hmm. Like the old ball and chain, you know, they're just like a ball and chain around. So we start out saying how precious these days are.
So you ever use that phrase in front of your wife?
No. Do you, Scott?
No.
Okay.
That is.
I was hoping you did, because then I could say, at least I'm not Scott.
No. I have certain standards. Basically, I just learned these are not a good idea to say these things around your wife. Certain no-nos. The old ball and chain is one of them.
Yep.
Kind of like when your wife says, is she prettier than me? No is the automatic answer. It has to come out of your mouth really fast. If you hesitate,
right.
You're in trouble, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It is amazing what you do learn over the years. So.
Well, hey, we have a new hot water heater today.
Oh, really?
That saga that's been going on for 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
It finally, totally.
Gave up the ghost.
Yeah, that's the nice way to put it. And what's funny is that the water just suddenly turned cold. It started leaking out the bottom like a week ago or so. But it still produced hot water and the leak wasn't that bad. And It wasn't messing anything up. So I was like, well, we don't have the money yet. So we're going to keep using it while we can. Uh-huh. And then the water just suddenly turned cold one day. And my kids were like, I don't care if I have to pay for it, Dad. We're getting a new hot water heater.
Did you say, can I get that in writing?
No. But anyway, it became suddenly a very big, important deal to take care of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got one. Boy, those things can be expensive. We went with a smaller one than we'd had before. And I told the kids, get used to shorter showers because, you know, for $1,100 more, you can, you know, you can have a hotter shower, but we're not doing that. So anyway,
when you move out, you can take as long a shower as you want.
So, yeah. What was I going to say? So, oh, then we discovered, though, in the process that the reason the water suddenly got cold was because I guess maybe the heat coil was working too hard or something because it tripped the circuit breaker and that was off. So, and I was like, oh, really? You mean we could have used it longer? And my wife was like, Scott, there was probably a reason it did that. Probably needs to go.
Yeah. That, it might be the sign. That's why all those, you know, on the internet, the there I fixed it, all the guys,
yes,
you know, who've taken like
little
the
duct
cold
tape,
water.
It's fine.
The cold water goes into like a coffee maker and then the coffee maker trickles out water at the end and it's hot.
There's your shower, kid. Get used to it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's good to be a dad. It's good to be a dad. Scott, you know, I've been thinking because I don't know if it's this weekend, but fall festivals are starting to pop up around here. And I just wondered if, do you do the fall festival thing? Do you have like any good ones down in Cincinnati?
Not that I can think of. Most of the ones I can think of are like out in the country somewhere an hour or so away.
Mm-hmm. Not the metropolitan.
Really go to them. I'm lazy. We don't do that.
Just put on that YouTube fall channel.
We used to go to the pumpkin patch. There's one about 45 minutes away. It's really cool. And we'd go out and buy pumpkins before Halloween, but we haven't done that in a few years, probably because of COVID and all that.
You're going to milk this, aren't you?
Yeah, well, kids, COVID's still raging.
We'd like to do that, but you know that COVID, saving lives, variant zoo,
yes.
Zeta or whatever. Yeah. Well, my kids are going to be working in a pumpkin patch. Not a pumpkin patch, but they're going to be picking pumpkins for a pumpkin patch.
Wow.
So I think they're doing that tomorrow or maybe even today where they're, some lady, I guess, has a bunch of pumpkins and she wants them picked.
I hope Sam's not going to be doing that.
No. These are my little kids. And I don't know how many pumpkins little people can pick.
Yeah.
But how many pumpkins can people pick? I don't know. Well, I don't know what else to talk about, Scott. How did you go see Eric Clapton?
That's next week, and we finally did manage. I was like, look, boys, you're paying for this if you want to do it, because I paid for a water heater. So, so we did finally book that all last night.
Awesome.
I don't know how we're managing to stay alive, but somehow, and we're doing these things. So, the ways God has provided this through this whole crazy time, there are things that have happened where I'm just like, somebody ought to write all this down. Cause
you should.
I don't know how we managed to get a new hot water heater and got a new refrigerator and a new freezer, and we're still alive somehow. But
that's awesome. God takes good care of his children.
Yeah.
So after you go to the Eric Clapton concert, do you like all get tattoos or something like that?
No.
Okay.
My boys are like, oh, I want to get a t-shirt. I'm like, I'm not buying t-shirts, man. $50 a pop for some.
Yeah, exactly.
T-shirt. It's going to fall apart in 2 weeks.
That's right.
I want to hear him do his new song, though. It's called This Has Gotta Stop. It's like a big protest song against the whole COVID craziness. So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
He's getting a little old for protest songs, but.
And then are you going to jump up on the stage and start singing The End Is Near?
That would be awesome. I'd love to.
Scott, get on up here.
I'm hoping he'll ask, you know, somebody in the audience to come up and play guitar with him. And either me or my son will.
Wow.
One of us will beat the other one to get
That's
up there
right.
first. My son will be up there playing Lalo with Clapton and, you know, suddenly be a star. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got anything else, Scott? Should we wrap this up?
I tell you, I'm just thankful for all the dudes who are listening. Blessings upon you dudes. It's nice to get emails and occasionally even phone calls.
Yeah.
But if I don't respond right away, it's probably because I don't care that much. I mean, because my wife needs me for something. That's why.
That's right. Because he's busy. He's busy doing dad things.
There you go.
But, and because he had COVID.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still recovering a little.
It's a long haul.
My prayer list for people keeps growing. There's a friend of mine from high school whose parents both got sick and were in the hospital, and now mom's out, but dad's on a ventilator.
Not good. So yeah. That's so hard.
Nasty.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, really, I get emails almost every day. I got one this morning from a dad, you know, and it's heavy, and it's, I don't even know how to answer. But Dad, I don't know. I know you're facing things, and I know you think you're the only one who is, but you're not. I mean, these are all things that all dads face. We all face, you know, children who break our hearts and we don't know what to do. We all face, you know, kids who just want to play video games all day long, and we all face exposed things where somebody, you know, you find out some sordid thing about one of your kids and you're like, oh, you're kidding me. We all face spouses who, you know, maybe we haven't been close to in a really, really long time. And I know the temptation is to think that you're the only one. I mean, the email I got today was a dad who said, you know, we don't have any close time. That was with the parentheses because I just can't say the other thing on the air. Or in company of people, you know, we haven't had any close time, you know, maybe a couple times a year. He goes, and I know that all the guys in my office, they have it multiple times a week. And, you know, for one, that's just not true. I mean, I know guys who haven't been close to their wives in years. And is it painful? Yes, it is. Is it kind of normal? Yeah, it is. Is it simple to resolve? No, it's not. But, you know, you're the husband, you're the dad. And
Todd got cut off. Hopefully that won't happen when we're interviewing big, important people. He was pretty much at the end of what he was saying anyway. It was you to dad, you to husband. So you guys can probably sing it with me. Just keep on doing what you know you need to do. It ain't easy. But, we'd keep doing it, right? Because
you to dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
Occasionally, even phone calls.
Hold on. I got a phone call here, Scott.
There you go.
It's my son. He's going to ask me something. Hey. Where are they? I'll try to remember, okay? I'll try. Okay. 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 I'll try to remember. Okay. Bye.
We got to like...
Got to pick up jeans. I think they must be picking pumpkins after co-op.
We got to patch those calls into the show here so we can all hear what's going on.
Yes. No. Yeah, that was calm. Usually, you know, I mean, what were we talking about? Oh, you were being thankful to the dudes.
Yes. I'm just thankful for all the dudes. That's what I said. phone calls. Emails, phone calls. It's great to talk to you guys.